Today, during the Daf Yomi, is the Gemara Psachim Daf Kuf Yud. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Francis Karp, Freida Reza Bas Yaakov Yitzchak. All the Nishams we learn for should have an Aliyah. The Gemara starts with the Tanu Rabbanan, four lines from the top, Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. And we'll continue on discussion about Zugos. We're going to actually have, for a couple of days now, a total aside to the Perek of Arvei Psachim, dealing with the Halachos of the Seder and Psachim, and dealing with some of these esoteric and difficult for us to understand subjects regarding Kishuv, black magic, and the Zugos and Shadim. Certainly very interesting Gemara, but it is not Halacha L'maisa in terms of most of the things that we'll be discussing. And it's not going to really be dealing with the Seder until we get to Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. So, we begin. Four lines in the top. Kuf Yud Omad Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan. Shose Kiflayim Domo Berosha. If a person drinks Zugos, in other words, he has pairs of drinks, so then he's held accountable. Domo Berosha. He will have to be responsible if Rachman al-Islan, something happens to him. As the Rashbam says, Avon misaso arosha mutal, it's upon his head if he dies. Shumei misatsu, he's causing his own death. This is a very important halacha, which is discussed in Shulchan Aruch, that if a person isn't careful with things that put himself at risk, then he's held accountable. I mentioned this many times during this year of COVID, that if a person isn't careful about doing certain things and puts himself at risk, so then he is going to be held accountable if he, Rahman al-Islam, gets sick from something that he could have done that could have prevented his sickness from occurring. Mark continues and says, Amar Rav Yehuda, a masai, when is this true that if a person drinks these Zugos that it's going to be held accountable, bisman shelo ro'a pnei ashuk, that's when he doesn't go out to the marketplace. As the Rashbam explains, in between the cups, bein kos l'kos. However, avo ro'a pnei ashuk, if he does go out to the marketplace in between the drinking, harshus b'yodo, then it's okay to do so because then each one is considered a separate drinking and they don't combine to make Zugos. And Rav Ashi agrees. Om Rav Ashi, Chazina lei l'Rav Chananya bar Bibi, I myself saw this put into practice by Rav Chananya bar Bibi, da kol kasa, after each drink, have enough because they ape shuka. He would go outside and see the world, so to say. In other words, he would leave his room, and therefore this din of Zugos didn't apply to him. Furthermore, the Gemara says, lo amorin elo lotzeis l'derech. The only time that it's a problem, in any event, is if you're going on the road. Then the Zugos could be very dangerous for you. Abo Babeso, if you're staying in your house, well, then it's not going to be dangerous for you. Amr Zera said, the Lishon, if a person is going to sleep after drinking Zugos, that's also dangerous. It's as dangerous as if you're going out to the road, which we said, the Zugos can have a negative impact on a person. Furthermore, Amr Papa, the Lotzis Labes Akise, likewise, if a person goes to the bathroom, they didn't have indoor bathrooms, so they had to go outdoors to their bathroom, so then that's also the equivalent, Kilotzis Laderach Tomi, and that is very dangerous if you've had Zugos. More questions and says, you said before, the base so low, that if you stay in your house, then it's not dangerous. Is that really true? The base so low? For Rava, Mone Kishure. Rava was very concerned about Zugos even in his house. And he would count the beams in his house to know how many drinks he had had. So therefore, he would make sure that he had an odd numbered amount of drinks. Labaye kishose chad kase, and Abaye, if he would drink one cup, so his mother, mankitle ime, tre kase betre yode, then she would hold two cups for him, one in each hand, to make sure they would have an odd number. He drank one, so then she would hold out two. And therefore, he would know that he has to drink two more cups in order, or have zero more cups, otherwise it would be a concern of Zugos. Now, of course, it wasn't Abaye's mother. We mentioned many times Abaye was never an orphan. His father died shortly after conception. His mother died during childbirth. So whenever we have his mother, it's always talking about the governess, the maidservant that took care of him. Furthermore, we have a similar idea of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, ki havi shosi trei kosei, if he were to drink two cups, so then mankit lei shame, his shamish would come and bring him chad kasa, an additional cup, to make sure that he had three. If he only drank one cup, chad kasa, then mankit lei trei, then the shamish would bring him two additional cups, trei kosei, bisrei yode, one in each hand, so therefore he would know that he would have an odd number of cups. So we do see that even in the house there is a concern. So the Gemara says, why did we say before Avol Beveso Lo? Because the only time it's a concern, Avol Odom Choshev Shiny, a very important person, a Choshev a person, so then the Zugos can even hurt them in the house. As opposed to a plain person, a regular person, the house eating, drinking Zugos will not be harmful. Amar Ula Ula said, Asara Kosos Ein Behemishim Zugos, the 10 cups that we drink at a mourner's house, as the Gemara in Ksubas describes, that they used to give three cups before they would have the meal, three cups during the meal, and then they would have a separate cup for each bracha of the four brachas of benching, the three daraisa and the one derabanan, for a total of 10 cups. So that's an even number of cups. But Ula said, by 10 cups, asara kosos ein b'hem mishum zugos. There is no concern about zugos. Tosus points out that Ula obviously isn't holding like Rava. Rava had said that the cups of benching don't count, ain't it starif? So therefore, they shouldn't be a problem if you're including the cups of benching. So Tosus says he obviously doesn't hold like Rava. I didn't understand Tosus, to be honest, because if you take the four cups of benching out, so then there's still six cups left. So granted, the cups of benching don't count to make it better or worse, but they're going to either make it 10 or it's going to be six. So I'm not sure I fully understood Tosos. In any event, Ula l'taimei, Ula holds like his own shita. The Yama Ula said, Yama Ula, others say, Masnisa Tana, others say it was a Braisa, Asara, Kosos, Tiknu, Chachomim, Beso, Eva. This is the Gemara in Ksubos, where it tells us that the minhag was to have these 10 cups in the house of an Avel. Gemara elsewhere tells us that the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created wine was for Avelim, because they're very sad and they need something to make them a little bit happier. So therefore, this was the minhag, Yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh, so therefore they would drink these 10 cups in the mourner's house. But if you're telling me that 10 is a concern because of Zugos, how could the rabbis do this? How could the rabbis go the Saknu Milsa and arrange this minhag, it would lead to terrible things. Therefore, Ula is saying that 10 is not a problem. However, the Gemara says, Avot Tamnaya, 8, up to 8, 2, 4, 6, or 8, Avot Tamnaya, Yesh B'mizum Zugos. There is a concern with Zugos, up to 8. 10 is not, but 2, 4, 6, or 8 is a concern. Now, Rav Chisda, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, the Amar Tavayer, they both said that because in the Birchas Kohanan, in the last pasuk, this series of three psukim, one has 3 words in it, one has 5 words in it, one has 7 words in it. Yirech Hashem v'yishmerecho, that's 3 words. Yirech Hashem ponav elech v'yichonecho, that's 5 words. And Yisoh Hashem ponav elech v'simcha shalom, that has 7 words. So therefore, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu ended off the third pasuk with the word shalom, so therefore, they both held Shalom Letova Mitzdarif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the 7th is going to be good. So it's going to be Letova Mitzdarif. Lera Lo Mitzdarif. And it's not going to combine for bad. So therefore, if a person had 6 cups, so then if he has a 7th cup, it's going to take away the Zugos concern. And he had 7 cups and he goes and drinks an 8th cup, the 7th cup won't combine because Shalom Letova Mitzdarif, Lera Lo Mitzdarif. And therefore, it can't be a bad event for 8 as well. That's what Rav Chisda, Rabbi Rav Huna said. But they did say, Avo Shisa, 2, 4, or 6, Yesh Bahem Yishum Zugos. Up to 6, it does have Zugos. But then the later generation, Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Amr Tavayu, they both held that since the second Pasuk of Birchas Kohanim ends with Vichuneka, which is a 5-word Pasuk, so therefore Vichuneka also Litovim Mitzdarif, it's also going to combine for good. So if you had 4, it can make it 5 into an odd number. If you had 5, it won't make it into 6. And therefore, the concept of 6 being bad for Zugos also doesn't occur because Vichunecha Letovim Mitzdarif, Lera Lo Mitzdarif. The Gemara says, therefore, Aval Arba, 2 or 4, Yesh Bemishum Zugos, that can have Zugos. But then we have even a later generation, Abai Varava, the Armor Tavayu, they said, Vishmerecha, since the first Pasuk, Yivarecha Hashem Vishmerecha, ends with the third word being Vishmerecha, Letovim Mitzdarif, Lera Lo Mitzdarif. So therefore, 4 isn't going to be bad either because if you had 3 and this is the 4th one, it won't combine. If you had 2 and this is the 3rd one, it will combine. And where it says, also the Rava l'taime, and Rava is l'shitaso, that he said elsewhere, the Rava, avkinu l'rabbanim bi'abra kosos, Rava would give the Talmidim wine in his house, and when they would leave, he wasn't concerned that if he gave them 4 cups, it wasn't a problem. Afa gav the itzak, Rava bar Levi, even though one time it happened that Rava bar Levi, that's not Rava, that was one of his Talmidim, Rava bar Levi, got hurt after having 4 cups, lo chosh lo lemilsa. Rava wasn't concerned that this was really a problem of Zugos. He said there's a specific explanation for why Rava bar Levi got harmed, even though normally 4 cups don't harm you. Because Rava said, the Omar, how mishum da osuvan bepirka hava. That's because he used to ask me questions. The Rashbam explains that he inappropriately, at least in those days, would ask questions. Shiksholi b'shas hadrasha. He would ask me very difficult questions during the drasha, or by sheni b'rabim, and he would embarrass me in public. Shadar koyol ha'akshos lo b'rabim. He would ask these questions in public when he really should have asked them more in private. So therefore, Rava bar Levi, it wasn't a problem of Zugos, or if it was a problem of Zugos, it was only in this situation that he deserved somehow to be punished for embarrassing his Rebbe Rava. So therefore, that's why Rava bar Levi once got into trouble after drinking 4 cups. But in general, Rava l'taimei says that you don't run into trouble with Zugos of 4 based upon the word v'yishmerecha is l'tova mitzdarif, however, l'ra lo mitzdarif. So we're left with only 2. Zugos is really only 2, according to these opinions. And Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Amar li Yosef Sheida, Yosef the Sheid said to me, Ashmadoi, we find written about in the Gemara in Gittin and other places, that he interacted very negatively with Shlomo HaMelech, and he even tried to replace Shlomo HaMelech with himself. And he held the Shamir, and Shlomo HaMelech was smart enough to go and get the Shamir so they could build the Beis HaMikdash and do certain things, and he and Ashmedai were at odds with each other. In any event, Ashmedai is the king of the Shadim. So Ashmedai, Malku the Shadim, Mamunahu Akulu Zuge. So in addition to being in charge, the Melech of all the Shadim, he was also in charge of the Zugos and the potential for damage that the Shadim could do in regards to drinking Zudos. So this Yosef Shida said to me, to Reb Yosef, he said, Ashmedai Umalka lo ikri mazik. He's the king, and it's like below his dignity to go and damage people through Zugos. As the Rashbam explains, ein raga b'kach, it's like below his dignity for the king to go and damage people with Zugos. The Gnaihu lo. It's a bush of him. It's an embarrassment for him to do such things. And therefore, you don't have to be concerned about Zugos. The Mulsa, the Loshlichi, it's something that is very unusual and uncommon. Umiyu, Zimnim, the Nizuk. Sometimes it can occur. You say Rasa of it. But since there is this slight potential, somebody wants to go and be careful about it, so then that they should. That's version number one of what Yosef Sheida said to Rav Yosef. Second version, Igo di Amre Lola Haigisa. Others say that Yosef Shida said to Rav Yosef the following. No, Adirabba, the exact opposite. Ashmedai was a terrible king. Malka Raschanahu, he was a very angry king. Mai the boy of it, he did whatever he wanted. Who could stop him? And we have this rule of Enmin domain. Shamelach porates gather, the king can go break through a fence, Lassos Ladera to make a road for himself. Ain't mocha biyado. You can't protest, you can't stop him. King can do whatever he wants. And Ashmedai certainly did whatever he wanted, and therefore you do have to be very concerned about Zugos. Ashmedai was in charge of the Zugos, and he was more than happy to cause trouble with the Zugos. So we have two different versions of whether it is a concern or not a concern, based upon what Yosef Shida said in version 1 or version 2 to Rav Yosef. Marketing says, I'm a Rep Papa. Rep Papa said, I'm a Yosef Shida. Yosef the Shade said to me, betray Katlinan. When a person drinks two cups, then we have the ability to go and kill him. The Shadim have the ability to go and kill him. This is Mustama, like the second version, that Ashmedai does hurt people and Zugos are something to be concerned about. However, Yosef Shida told Rep Papa, Biarba lo Katlina. If you drink four, it's not as powerful as two. Two is the real powerful Zugos. Four is a capability. Biarba maskinon. We can go and harm you, but we can't kill you. Betray, and with two, if you only have one pair of drinks, Zugos of two, so then it's very, very harmful. Be mishogi be meza, with this intentionally, with this unintentionally, it can harm you. But with four, be arba, it's only if you, bedafko, you said, I'm going to have four cups, and I'm not concerned about Zugos, then we have the potential to harm you. It bays it in. However, bishogi, look, the person didn't realize that he had four cups, so then we have no shlita, we have no sway over the person. Gemara continues, again, it's very esoteric Gemara. The ishtale, if a person forgot how many cups he's had, the ikre, and it turns out, the nofach, and he goes out and he says, maybe I had zugo, so what should he do? My tekante, how do you go correct it? So Gemara says, linko zikva di de di imne, biyoda di smole. The zikva di smole, biyoda di imine. Go take your right thumb and put it in your left hand, and take your left thumb and put it in your right hand. The name of Hachi. And when you do this, you say the following incantation. Again, we have no understanding exactly how these things work, or as I mentioned, the Rambam says this is all sheker, this is all not true, that these are just people saying that these things have power, but they really have no shlita, as opposed to the other majority of the Rishonim say, no, this is certain koyach atuma that is in the world. In any event, if a person is concerned about this, he should do what we just said, put the right thumb into the left hand, and the left thumb into the right hand, the name of Hachi, and say the following incantation. Atun v'ano hotlosa. You and me are really three. Now, Ishmiele, the Omar, Atun v'ano ha'arba. If he hears a voice, the Rashbam says this voice could be a man's voice, a woman's voice. This is the shade basically coming back and saying, no, we're really four. Again, it's Zugos, because you're trying to say that there's not Zugos over here, and I'm saying that there is Zugos. So what should you say? Name alay, Atun v'ano ha'chamisha. You should say, no, we're really five. And if you hear the shade saying, Vishmile, Domar Atun Vanoha Shisa, if you go six, keep on going. And say, Namele Atun Vanoha Shiva. Then you should say, I'm seven. And as Gemara will say in a second, and this goes on and on and on. You want to always have the last word in this to say it's an odd number rather than the shade saying it's an even number. Maisashaya, Hava Uvda, one time such an event actually occurred, at Meya Vachat, and it occurred until 101. The person said, finally, the 101 time, you and I are 101. And at that moment, Upaka Sheda, the shade burst in thin air. As the Rashbam explains, we wrote tzar, because of all the pain that he had through going through this process, it somehow caused him to explode. Amar Meima, furthermore, Amar said, and we're not going to understand this piece of Gemara either, Amar Li Reshtini Dinoshim Kashvanios, the head sorcerer, the woman head sorcerer. The Torah tells us, B'chashefolos Chayeh, not because men don't do sorcery, but women much more frequently did this black magic. So the head sorceress told me the following. If you were to ever get involved with Noshim Keshvanios, with these women who are doing this black magic, in order to protect yourself, say the following. Take hot tzoa, chari tzoa, excrement, and take hot tzoa and put it into a broken basket, and then, and it should be in the mouths of you women of Kishuv. Harshaya is Kishuv. On the Omud Beis, the Rashbam has Lishna Achrina. He has another Girsa that says they should actually put it in their mouth. That not that you just hold it in the basket in the mouth, they should eat this Tzoa. In any event, that's what you should tell these women. And you should say furthermore, Korach Karchichi. Rashbam explains, Yiratzon Sheyimritu Oson Saros, that your hair should come out. Shalochan, Machshifim, which you use somehow for your sorcery, for your black magic. So therefore, your hair should come out. Parach parchaychi, and likewise, the two pshatim over here that either the crumbs should fly away that they used to use these crumbs to use somehow black magic on, or the Rashbam says an alternative pshat near Ali, the pshat that he says himself is this is some sort of a kli umnis shokishov, some sort of a kli that they used to use. So he says that this should go away. We turn to the Amud Beis. Furthermore, you should say to this sorceress ibadur. Tavlunaychi, that all of the various spices that you're somehow using over here, these tavlin, they should be dispersed all over the place. The Rashbam here is found on the Tosa side, the Rashi's are on the Rashi side is normal. So he says, Yehei mifuzarin tavlin shulchem, all the spices that you're somehow using to do kishuv should also be sent all over the place. Parcha zika, the wind should come, lemorika charita, and should blow away your saffron. Morika saffron, charita means new, chadosh, the tuff and the shin are interchangeable, so it should blow away this new saffron that you have, the naktinu noshu kashvanios that you are accustomed to using as part of your kishuv. Furthermore, you should say, Ad chonani v'chonanchi lo asinu legoi. Hashto di asisi legoi karchani v'chonanchi. Now, what in the world does this mean? So the Rashbam explains as follows. Hashto shebosi b'neichem, now that I'm amongst you, yodi anish niskaru lai rachamim. I see that it's going to be difficult for me to have mercy. V'gam rachmi niskaru. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have mercy on me, shalochasi al atzmi, that I wasn't careful. And therefore, it's basically a tefillah of some sort saying that I'm sorry that I did what I did, and that please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me out. The previous Rashbam said, on, in Shemayim, they were careful to protect me because I was careful of myself, so then I didn't need this. But now, unfortunately, since I came into this situation, I'm asking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I should somehow be saved over here from this potential damage. Now, the Gemara concludes this section and says, B'marav, in Eretz Yisrael, lo kapti azuge. They were not concerned about these zugos. Rav Dimi, min Ardai, kapit. But Rav Dimi, who came from Nardai, from Babel, he was machbid about this. Afilu arishumo de chavisa. He would even be careful when he would make marks on the barrels of wine that he would sell. So he'd have to mark them off. This is a quarter of a lug. This is a half of a lug. This is a, you know, five lug and whatever, the markings that they would make on the barrel to show you how much it was if you wanted to sell it. So he was very careful never to make an even number of marks. He was machbid even on this rishuma, on these intendations in the barrel, that he would make sure that it was an odd number. One time he wasn't careful, or somebody wasn't careful. One time they weren't careful. Upaka chavisa, because they made an even number, so the barrel ended up being burst. The barrel ended up being smashed as well. It exploded because, again, of the power of these zugos. The Gemara says, klala de milsa, this is the rule. Called the kapit, if somebody is concerned about this, in fact, kapte by day. So then they should be concerned about it because it will have shlita over them. However, udalo kapit, if somebody's not concerned about this, lo kapte bahadeh, then you don't have to be concerned about it. We have the same thing the Gemara says elsewhere in terms of ayin hara. If you're concerned about ayin hara, yeah, then it can impact you. But if you're not concerned about it, then it usually doesn't impact you. But the Gemara here concludes, and some don't have this last year, but one should be somewhat careful about this. Even if you're not really concerned about it, you should be a little bit careful about this. And the Rashbam says over here in Dibur HaMasel called the kapit, He says, Yosem Yidai. When he says, if somebody's overly concerned about it, then, Kapte Bahadei HaShedim, Laziko. So then the Shedim realize this guy is overly concerned about this. We have potential Shlita over him, and we could cause him damage. Udalo Kapit Kol Kach, the Rashbam says. If somebody's really not concerned about it that much, Lo Kapte Bahadei Laziko. Then the Shedim don't have the ability to go be Mazikim. However, the Rashbam is goris this last word, Umiul Mechash Mipoi, and he says, Afilu man the low kapit, even for somebody that's not at all makbit about Zugos or the Shadim, the low kapitin of the day, which we just said, they're not going to harm you. If you're not concerned about them, they don't have the ability to harm you. Nevertheless, the Rashbam says, the Itema, the low kapit badai, klal, if this is that you have zero concerns whatsoever, then why does the Gemara tell us all of this? In Cain, Zugos, Lom, and Nizkub, Gemara. So why is Gemara telling us all of this? The Chacham should have just said, "Lo yizar adam bezugos, lo laptu lekaptu b'hadei." Person doesn't have to be careful about it, because if you're not concerned about it, you don't have to be careful about it at all. And the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that, the Gemara tells us about this. So the Rashbam's opinion is you do have to be a little bit concerned about these zugos. Nula Maisa, we're not concerned about these zugos. So many of the poskim say that they're not goris over here, these last words. And therefore, if you're not concerned about it, the low kapit, low kapti by day, and you have zero concern about zugos. And Lamaisa, we aren't concerned about zugos. And even the great Kabbalists today, so most of them are of the opinion that there is no such thing as zugos anymore, and that we don't have to be concerned, and therefore most people do not take into account this Lamaisa at all, to be concerned with how many cups or foods or things like that, having them in an even number, Lamaisa, we're not concerned about it. Gemara continues still having this discussion. Also, Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said the following, Omar, shtei beitzim, ushtei egozim, shtei kishuim, if you have two eggs, or if you have two walnuts, or if you have two cucumbers, or dover acher, two of this dover acher, which we don't know what it is, he says, halacha l'moshe mi-sinai, that you have to be concerned about it, because it could cause you to have, rachmon l'san, trouble with these zugos. Now, he uses the terminology of halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. So, in the Teferis Yisrael on Yuma, so he brings down the Lashon, dover chozok ka'alacha l'moshe mi-sinai. It doesn't really mean this is halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. It means to say that you should take this to the bank, you should take this very seriously, as if it was a halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. It's not a real halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. And he brings many examples in the Gemara where we have this, and he says that you can't understand this over here. It doesn't make any sense to say this is halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. So it's just telling us that you should take this very seriously. And therefore, since the rabbis didn't know what this fourth thing was, they had the beitzim, the egozim, the kishum, and then this dover acher, since they didn't know what this dover acher was, so therefore, the rabbi said you should be careful with all doubles, with all even things, because of this concern, of this strong statement that Rav Dimi said over. Now, the Gemara says, "Va'amaron hav da'amaron that which we said asara timnaya shisar ba en b'mishum zuge." We just went through the Gemara where we said originally there was 10. Then we said no concern with 10. Then with 8, no concern with 8. No concern with 6. No concern with 4. It's only with 2 that there's a concern. So lo amaron elyin mazikin. That's only in regards to the shadim being able to harm you. However, avol le'inyon kishofim. There's a difference between shadim harming you and this black magic, this kishof, these koach hatuma that exist according to most of the rishonim. Safilu tuba nami chashin. And there, you have to be concerned even with more than 2. In regards to the shadim, they seem to only impact you if it's 2. Maybe with 4, we said if you do it intentionally. But certainly with kishofim, you have to be concerned with any number, any even number. And my sushaya. Kiha, the how gavra, the once was a man, the garshal advisu, he divorced his wife. Mistami divorced because she was a mechashefa, as we'll see. Now the gear said, we have his ozil, but it should be ozla because it's a female. So she went in sevo lechemva, and she went and married somebody else. She married a storekeeper. Now, ko yoma have a ozil v'shasi chamra. That store was a wine store. And every day her husband would go into that store, that was his regular store, and he would go drink wine in there. But he was always very, very careful because he knew his wife was a mechashefa and he didn't want to be harmed by her kishuf. So have a ko'ad de le kishufim. She tried to harm him with doing all sorts of kishuf on him. But it didn't work because mishum da havim is dire b'nafshe bezuga. Because he was very, very careful never to have an even number of cups. And her kishuf could only work if he drank an even number of cups. However, one day, as you can imagine, he lost track of how many drinks he had. Yom echad ishti tuv, he drank quite a bit. And he became drunk, and he didn't know how many cups he had drunk. Ad shisar, first 16 cups, that's a lot of wine. First 16 cups he drank, havitzoil, he still was clear-headed, and he was able to keep track. I have 16, so I have to have a 17th. However, after he had the 17th cup, Lo havet soil. He wasn't any clear-headed anymore. Lo yizdar b'nafshini. Therefore, he wasn't careful to make sure that he had an odd number of cups like he normally was careful about, so his wife's kishuv shouldn't harm him. And that day he had an even number of cups, and afik de bezuga, and he left the store having had, I don't know, 22, 26, however many cups he had, an even number of cups. Now, kiava ozil, when he went out, gasbe ha'utaya. Now, gasbe, the Rashbam says, is pogabo, he met up with, or lishna achrina, he says, haven bo shoy masuka. This Arab understood that there was kishuv involved over here, and this Arab, when he met up with him, said, amalei gavra katilahu. This Arab, this taya, said about this man who had drunk so much wine and an even number of cups, said he's a walking dead man. Gavra katilahu, the ozil hachu that's walking right here in front of me. And in fact, ozil chabke the dikla, the Rashbam explains over here, mitocholi, that this man was so sick, vidaga nismach ola, and he was so worried, and he had to lean on a tree over here, and as he leaned on the tree, the gears that we have is tzovach, it says on the side tzova, which means that it shriveled up, dikla, this palm tree shriveled up, upakohu, and he exploded, he burst apart. The Rashbam has a different girsa, which is also the girsa of Rashi, tzovach dikla, the palm tree shriveled up, upaka bo, vadeko yavesh, and the deko became dried up, and he exploded, mikoach hakshofim, because of this power of this kishuv that his ex-wife had done to him. We continue discussing the power of zugos. Om Rav Avira said, ka'aros, if you have dishes, Rashbam explains it, mocho shtei ka'aros tafshil, if you have two dishes of cooked food, or vikikaros, or two loaves of bread, and b'mishum zugos, there is no concern of zugos with these things. Why? Because kol demil, so the rule is as follows. Kol shagomri b'dei adam, anything that a man finished off, so then there is no concern, ain b'mishum zugos. They don't have the power, the shedim can't do it, the machashefos can't cause damage from something that was man-made. However, if it was gemaro bidei shomayim, if it was something that was completed by Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, so b'mile mine demechel, if it regards to food, chayshinim, we do have to be concerned. The Rashbam explains, chayshinim daudover acher, the gazu bishvilo kozugos, gomim bidei shomayim heavy, peros v'chol domile. That's because we had before the statement from Rav Dimi, that he said, the shtei beitzim, shtei gozim, shtei kitshuim, and the dover acher. So what was that dover acher? We don't know. So we have to be concerned. There was something like the other things, which was bidei shemaim, and therefore, you have to be concerned with anything that is mili mine demechol, that was gomru bidei shemaim. You have to be concerned that that's the dover acher that he was referring to. Then the Gemara continues, chanos, if you're drinking in a store, that's the first pshat that the Rashbam has, or if you're buying stuff from a store, and b'mishum zugos, that's not a concern of zugos. And the Rashbam explains, im shaso b'shtei chanuyos, first thing is that you're drinking two different stores, then we don't have to be concerned, because each one is considered like a separate drink. But alternatively, he says, lo shenachar v'ikar, he prefers this pshat, chanos, that it's talking about that you're drinking hashosa bozugos. If you're drinking in the store, lo kapte, you don't have to be concerned, mazik and aled, that they're going to harm you, because that's not considered a kvius, and they can only harm you when it's a kvius. So chonos ein bo mishum zugos. Then he says, nimlach, if a person changes his mind, he had an odd number, and then he has another drink to make it an even number, that's also not a concern, ein bo mishum zugos, because it has to be that you wanted to drink the pears right up front. Similarly, oreach ein bo mishum zugos. A guest, there's no din of zugos because the guest doesn't know that he's going to get another cup. So he has one cup, he says, that's all I'm getting. So then if they give him a second cup, that's a new drinking, that's like another number one rather than now number two. Likewise, isha ein bishum zugos. The Rashbam explains that women who didn't normally drink, she'ena chashuva, only very, very important women would drink. So therefore, a woman is oreach dam yedeinu kavur lishtos. She doesn't necessarily know she's going to get another cup. So therefore, with women, there is no concern of zugos. However, the Gemara says, v'isha chashuva chashinan, if she is a very important woman, then there is a concern because then she does expect to get more cups, and therefore you can't say it's like nimlach, not like an oreach. She's like a regular kavua, and therefore, just like a man would have the concern with zugos, so too the woman would have to have a concern of zugos if she's an isha chashuva. Gemara continues, says, Amar Rechenina, Bereid Rav Yeshua, Rechenina, who's the son of Rav Yeshua, said, Ispargus. What is Ispargus? So the Rashbam explains that the word Ispargus in Lashon Parsi is kruv, is cabbage. And they used to make a certain type of a drink with this kruv, and it was for medicinal purposes. So therefore, Rechenina, the Bereid Rav Yeshua, said that Ispargus, since it's a medicinal drink, can only help you. Mitzdarif Latova. So if you have a even number, it can make it into an odd number, but if you have an odd number and then you drink this asparagus, the aim with starf l'ra, it's not going to make it into an even number. Furthermore, Amar Ravina, Mishmei the Rava, Ravina is the name of Rava, Zuge l'chumra, V'amile zuge l'kula. So he either said that zugim can be sometimes l'chumra, and some say it can be l'kula. What does this mean? So the Rashbam explains, in the first of the wide lines of the Rashbam, zuge l'chumra, in any day im shasa zugos, if a person doesn't know, did he or did he not have an even number of drinks, what should he do? So yishta, he should drink another drink. V'im shasa zugos, if he drank an even number, good, this is great. Ho, v'dayta l'tzarfim, it's tarfim l'tova. So therefore, he is intending that they should add on to his previous even number, and this way, he'll have an odd number. And in fact, if he drank an odd number previously, v'im lo shasa zugos, so now, it's as if he was nimlach, v'inu mitzdarf l'ra, and therefore it doesn't combine. So, when it says over here, zuge l'chumra, is if you're not sure, did you or did you not have an even number, have an additional drink, and have in mind that if you had an even number, you want it to combine, and now you have an odd number. And if you had an odd number beforehand, you don't want this to combine, and therefore, that's how we say zuge l'chumra. Alternatively, the Rashbam says, v'yamri lo zuge l'kula, what does that mean? Shelo yishta, you shouldn't drink another drink. Why? The kivin, the shasi, since you drank gali adaite, the kopid azugos, because now you're demonstrating, ooh, I have to think, I want another drink. That means you're makbid on zugos. V'imekara, lo bezugos, havakoi, and if in fact you didn't have an even number beforehand, and now you're going to make it into an even number, v'ashta, shasi, mitztarviluhu, badi adode, and it's going to combine and make it into an even number, now you're in trouble. Therefore, according to this opinion of zuge l'kula, hilkach lo yishta, don't drink, because davin lu ibezugos have a koi. Let's say you had an even number, duma cave under lo kapit lo kapte by day. Since you obviously don't care, say I don't care if I had an even number, so therefore they can't harm you. But if you're concerned about it, and you say, oh, I'm akbet, I better have another one. So it's possible that you actually had an odd number, and now you're converting it into an even number, and you're showing that it's mitzarif, and therefore that's what it means. Zuge lekula, don't have another drink. Margatina says, Amar of Yosef, Trey de Chamra. If you have two of wine, two cups of wine, the Chad de Shichra, and one cup of beer, lo mitzarif, that doesn't combine to make three, and you're still in trouble, because the Rashbam explains that the beer is not as good as the wine, and therefore it can't combine with it. But if you have Trey de Shichra, the Chad de Chamra, but if you have two of beer, and then one of wine, it does in fact combine the mitzarif. The one that is more important can combine with the one that is less important. The Simonach, how do you remember this? Zakla, this is the rule. Kol ha-mechuber lo, when we're dealing over here with garments, so different materials of garment are going to be metame with different shiurim. So the fancier stuff is metame at a smaller level, and the less fancy stuff requires a larger amount of it in order to be mekabel tumah. So therefore, kol ha-mechuber lo, when you're dealing with mixing of different types of material, do you make the shear of the material in order to be mekabel tumah? So when they combine, min ha-chomor mimenu tameh, min ha-kal mimenu tar. So it can only combine to make the shear if you go with a more important baguette. So let's say one has a shear of four and one has a shear of three. So the shear of three can combine to make the shear of the four baguette, but the shear of four cannot combine if it's only a level of three to make the shear of the three garment. And therefore, that's the same thing over here with the wine and the beer. The wine can combine with the beer, but the beer cannot combine with the wine. That's your simon. Furthermore, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav, Trey Kamotaka V'chad Ataka Mitztarfi. If you had two cups before the meal, before the table, and then you had one cup at the table, they can combine. Because again, the wine during the meal, that's the Mukhashiv one, so that can combine with the two beforehand. But the other way around, Chad Mikame Taka, if you had only one before the meal, Utrey Ataka, and two during the meal, when the table was there, Lo Mitztarfi. They can't combine, and therefore you're going to be in trouble because you had Zugos in this situation. On the other hand, Rav Mesharsha disagrees. Maskla Rav Mesharsha, what does the table have to do with anything? Atu anan letakune taka kabinan? Are we trying to fix the table? We're talking about the gavra. We're talking about the person. Letakune gavra binan. The gavra komiskan vikoi. The person had three cups of wine. What difference does it make if he had one and two or two and one? So Rav Mesharsha says, I disagree with you, Rav Nachman Amar Rav. Amari says, now, the gears that we have is El Omer Rav Mesharsha, but the Rashbam shows that that doesn't make any sense. So it's the Kulei Alma. In fact, even according to Rav Mesharsha, the halach is Trey Ataka. If you had two during the meal, the Chad Labas Ataka, one after the meal, Lomit Starfe. That cannot combine. Everybody agrees with that. Because Kihai Maisa, the Rabba Bar Nachmeini, because there once was such a Maisa, the Rabba Bar Nachmeini was being run after by the king, and they sent people to go capture him, and they tried to do it with Kishuv. And He had had two cups of wine, and they were able to successfully do something to him with the kishuf that he couldn't move, leave the table. So what he did, instead of just drinking another cup of wine, because that would be labasar taka, they had to bring back the table. They brought back the table. He drank a third cup of wine, and then the kishuf didn't work on him. So you clearly see that if you remove the table and then you have a cup of wine, it's not mitzdarif, like the maisa with Rabbi Ben Achmedi. Everybody agrees to that, even Rav Misharshia. Work continues. I'm reviewed on Shmuel. Call on Mazuk Mitzdarev. Whenever you're mixing different types of drinks together, so even though they're not the same, we just said wine and beer, for example, don't combine. But if you have a mixture drink and another mixture drink, even though they're not the same substance, they can combine because they're considered Mazuk. They have the common denominator that they're both mixed drinks. And therefore, any mixed drink can combine to make Zugos with any other drink, even though one type of drink doesn't necessarily combine with another type of drink. Wine doesn't combine with beer. Beer doesn't combine with wine, let's say. But if they're both mazug, then they are mitzdarif. And we turn to Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. The one exception to this rule is chutz min amayim. How do you mix water? So the Rashbam explains over here, you take cold water, you mix it with hot water. You take hot water, you mix it with cold water. So that's not considered two separate types of mixed drinks. And if you were to drink this with wine, so then it wouldn't be considered you're drinking two mixed drinks. It would be considered water and wine, two separate drinks. The first one was wine that was a mixed drink because they used to dilute it with water, and the second one is water, so that's not considered a mixed drink, and therefore it wouldn't combine for zugos. So chutz min amayim. Rav Yochanan disagrees. Rav Yochanan amar afilu amayim. He says, no, even this water is considered a mixed drink. Rav Papa qualifies this a little bit, and he says, oh, Rav Papa, lo amarin elechamime lego krire, ukrire lego chamime. What we're talking about here is when you're mixing hot water with cold water, or cold water into hot water. Avo chamime lego chamime, ukrire lego krire lo. But hot water into hot water, or cold water into cold water, so that certainly is not considered a mazug, a mixed drink. And even Rav Yochanan in that situation would not include mayim. Rav Yochanan only said that you include mayim, it was hot water into cold water, or cold water into hot water, that is considered a mixed drink, and that could combine with another mixed drink to make zugos. This is a good break point. Again, very esoteric, interesting, but very difficult to lemaisa understand Gemara. We'll pick this up in Yitz Hashem tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shiur.